علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we were discussing this phrase in the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where he talks about the reasons why the prophets came and their duties with regards to mankind. And one of those duties we said is that لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, that they were sent so that they make mankind fulfill the covenant of God that is ingrained in themselves. So we realized that there is a way, there's a structure, there's a creational structure in mankind. And this creational structure is geared towards the divine, towards God. And this creational structure is in complete conformity to the creational structure of the universe. That means the laws of the universe and the laws of nature and the laws that govern the creational state of a human being are all conforming one another, are all one in other senses, like especially the physical, when we talk about the physical dimension of the universe and the physical dimension of mankind, we see that they are completely one, they are conforming one another, and they do not contradict one another.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, but we talked about, we also talked about another form of rules and regulations, which are in the form of the Sharia, which kind of govern and dictate, or rather talk about the free will of mankind. They decide these laws of the Sharia, they regulate the way human beings perform their actions. And we said that these rules and regulations that are in the Sharia, they are also in complete conformity with the rules and laws that govern the natural dimension of the universe. That means the laws of nature are in total, you can say, affinity to these laws of the Sharia. When the laws of the Sharia are not followed, these laws of nature, they are there, but they are kind of a kind of distortion happens in the universe because of not following those rules and regulations. An example I can give is that of cancer. So cancer, for example, when it starts to spread in a cell, it loses the normal natural laws that exist inside the cell structure. But it is a distortion, rather, you can say, in the natural state of that cell. That's how going against the Sharia is. When a person follows the Sharia completely, it's as if now the cell structure and the human body starts to grow in the right way. If we give an example, if we make a comparison. When a human being follows the rules and regulations of the Sharia, it's as if the universe begins to thrive. It goes in the direction that it's supposed to go. It fulfills and achieves its purpose. But when the Sharia is not followed, this is like a cancer that starts within the cell, and it starts to create a distortion in the way that human being is supposed to progress, at least the physical dimension of that human being. And that is why we say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah tatghaw fil mizan, that this mizan has been created, these rules and regulations in the universe are there, and the Sharia are there, and you are not supposed to break that balance. You're not supposed to distort that balance. Meaning that when you don't follow the Sharia, you are causing a distortion, and that distortion is going to harm the progress of mankind.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
It's as if you are being told that the universe is like a factory. It's like a big factory, and it is of course made in a certain way. It is made in such a way that a human being can come there and work easily in a proper manner. You see, and there are certain rules and regulations that exist that will make the human being work in the most perfect way inside this factory. But if a person doesn't follow those rules and regulations, then he will not be able to work properly in the factory, and the factory will not be able to achieve its purpose. Similarly, when you talk about the human being and the universe is like that factory. Huge. And it has all the things necessary for that human being to come. But now for that human being to be able to live correctly in this universe, in this factory of the universe, he needs to follow certain rules and regulations in the form of the Sharia. And these rules and regulations that are in the form of the Sharia are best conforming with the states of the universe. And therefore, that's why we say that the Sharia is very natural. It's the most suitable for the universe. And going against it is actually going against the purpose of the whole of nature, the whole of the universe, and the whole of the purpose of creation of mankind. So now the messengers of God, when they saw that human beings are not following the Sharia, they are not following the religion, that therefore meaning that they've forgotten the promise of God, or rather they are interpolating that promise of God, then it becomes their duty to make the human beings remember that promise of God and to make them fulfill that promise of God so that the creation achieve its purpose in totality. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us fulfill our ingrained covenant that exists inside our essence so that we can truly achieve our purpose as human beings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio. مرشد هو آية
من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه